because the three other brothers will be referencing this verse as well.
所以请您放一个书签在那边，因为另外三位弟兄也要提到这一个经节。
Philippians chapter 2,
腓立比书二章
verse 5,
五节。
Have this mind in you, which also is in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
I don't know if you've ever noticed, but some of the greatest quotes in history are the shortest ones.
我不知道你有没有注意到，很多最最好的经节往往是最短的经节。
We could take this very short verse this morning and just all sit down, meditate on these few words, and the Lord would speak in 400 different ways to each of our hearts, revealing Christ in this verse.
也许我们每个人可以就这样一个经节在这里自己思想，主会用400个不同的言语对我们每个人说话，给我们每个人不同的看见。
So I would ask this morning that we would all be active participants in this time of ministry.
所以我今天请每一位弟兄姊妹都能够积极参与到这一个侍奉当中来。
This is a time for each one of us to engage with the Lord and ask the Lord, what is your mind? What are you speaking to your people?
所以让我们每一个人都在问我们的主，主，你要我们看见什么？你要你的子民做什么？
So with that in mind, let's have another word of prayer.
所以我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the time that we have this morning.
主，感谢你今天早晨赐给我们这样的一个时间。
We repent of anything that would hinder us from having a meditation and a relationship with you this morning.
我们愿意在你的面前悔改，来除去一切的阻拦，让我们来到进入你的交通的里面。
And it is our prayer that this morning we would have this mind in you, which is in Christ Jesus.
今天早晨，我们愿意以基督耶稣的心为心。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, as our brother already shared, there's going to be four brothers coming up and sharing on this verse.
所以有四位弟兄要来交通这一个经节。
And so for my portion, I would like to spend the next 15 minutes talking about nothing.
但是我愿意花15分钟的时间来说一下无有。
I hope that was awkward.
我想这也许有一点奇怪。
It would be very awkward for me to talk about nothing for 15 minutes.
也许花15分钟来谈无有是很奇怪的一件事情。
So let's turn to some scripture.
所以我们来看一些圣经。
John chapter 5, verse 19.
约翰福音五章十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 19.
约翰福音五章十九节。
It says in John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you,The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. For whatsoever he doeth, these the Son also doeth in like manner.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
And if you turn a couple pages to John chapter 6,
然后翻到约翰福音第六章。
Verse 63.
63节
It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And then finally, Matthew 10, verse 24.
然后马太福音十章二十四节。
Matthew 10, verse 24 says, A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
Brothers and sisters, we see as the Lord Jesus walked this earth, he could do nothing apart from his Father.
当弟兄姊妹们， 当我们的主耶稣在这个地上行走的时候，主耶稣不凭着自己做什么，唯有父所做的他才做。
And as we read here in Matthew, if our Lord could do nothing apart from the Father, who are we to think that we can do anything apart from the Lord Jesus and having the mind of the Lord Jesus?
所以我们看到我们的主他凭着自己都不能做什么，那对于我们每一个人来说，如果我们所做的不是照着我们的主耶主照我们所做的，那我们所做的就是无有。
Lord willing, I will share some encouraging thoughts towards the end. But may we start this year with a very sobering thought that if we do not have the life of the Lord Jesus and His mind in us, then we will waste every moment, every day of 2014.
所以我在最后结束的时候会有一些鼓励的话语，但是当我们开始的时候，我们要有这样一个思想：如果我们所做的不是主耶稣叫我们所做的，那我们所有的一切的日子和行为都是无有。
Many of you just found out that you have been accepted into college.
很多人也许你们刚刚拿到大学的录取通知。
I don't care where you're going to school. If you do not have the mind of Christ, it will profit you nothing.
我不知道，我不管你是去哪个学校，但是如果你没有以基督耶稣的心为心，那你所去的你的学业也是无有的。
As I think about going back to work tomorrow, if I do not have the mind of Christ, then I am wasting my time.
我明天回去工作，如果我没有以耶稣的心，那我所做的工作也是浪费时间。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how hard we try, we cannot come up with anything of eternal value from ourselves.
不管我们是做多么的努力，我们所做靠我们自己所做的，不可能有属天的价值。
We see in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had a close relationship with God.
我们看到在伊甸园里，亚当和夏娃和神有一个亲密的关系。
But they made a choice.
但是他们自己做了一个选择。
They chose, instead of having God himself, they wanted to be like God.
他们不是选择有神的生命，而是像要选择像神一样。
And I don't know about you, but it's very easy for me to start this work week and start this year trying to be God-like and trying to do the things of God.
我们也许很容易就会想像神一样做神所做的事情。
We can use all the vocabulary that we learn in Sunday school and at church and at Bible studies and prayer meeting, but if it is not from the very mind, the very core of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is nothing.
我们可以用我们在主日学所学到的一切圣经上面的话语，但是如果我们的出发点不是基督的心，那我们所做的就是无有。
Have any of you ever had this experience where you go to a store and you have all your product and they ring you up and you hand them a credit card and they say, I'm sorry, sir, we don't take Discover.
你有没有到一个店里面去拿了很多的东西，然后去结账，然后那个人告诉你说，对不起，我们不收那个 Discover 卡。
That's a pretty sinking feeling.
那个时候你会觉得一个下沉的感觉。
Suddenly you're wondering, do you have another card or do you have enough cash?
你会想我是不是有还有别的信用卡或者我有现金。
Brothers and sisters, what a shame it would be for us to see the Lord face to face someday and think to ourselves, wow, I led Sunday school, I was a worship team leader, I went to every prayer meeting, I went to Bible study. Oh Lord, what a wonderful life I've had. And the Lord says, I don't accept that card.
有一天当我们再见主的时候，也许我们心里面想，主，我又教主日学，又带领圣经学习，那但是主对你说，对不起，我不收那个 Discover 卡。
Brothers and sisters, I'm almost 40.
弟兄姊妹，我已经四十。
And I have very little of Christ.
但是我里面没有很多的耶稣。
And if I try to start this year pleasing the Lord in myself, it's going to be another lost year.
但是如果当我今年不能够再来做陶祖许愿的事，我又会失去一年。
But fortunately, our Lord Jesus went to the cross and he allowed us to be nailed on that cross, to be buried with him, and to be risen with him.
但是主为我们上了十字架，所以我们可以与他一起被钉在十字架上，也可以与他一同复活。
And we can today have the mind of Christ.
所以今天我们可以以基督耶稣的心为心。
It was the mind of Christ that allowed Abraham to say, I'm leaving Ur, I'm leaving my riches, leaving my family, I'm leaving all behind, and I'm following the Lord Jesus.
这是因着有基督耶稣的心，所以亚伯拉罕可以说，我要离开乌尔，我要把我父家一切都抛弃，我要跟随我的主。
It was the mind of Christ that allowed Moses to say, I don't want to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
也正是因着有着基督耶稣的心，所以摩西可以说不再愿意被叫做法老女儿的儿子，
but instead to suffer with God's people.
而选择与神的子民一同受苦。
It was the mind of Christ that allowed Samuel to look past Eliab, the one who looked like he should have been king, and find little David.
也正是因着因为有基督的心，所以撒母耳没有选择以利亚，而是选择大卫来做王。
We see it all throughout the scripture.Those who find the mind of Christ find eternal life.
所以我们看到历史上，凡是能找到基督的心，他们就能够得到永生。
The rich young ruler, when he was told, "Go sell all and follow me."
当那个年轻富足的官，主耶稣告诉他说，把你所有的一切变卖的时候
，The Lord wasn't worried about the poor as much as.He was telling the rich young ruler, this is your mind. You're following all the rules. You're doing what you think you're supposed to be doing, but you don't have my mind.
那里主所首要所关心的不是那些穷人，而是说对这个年轻富足的官说，这是你的心，所以你需要由我的心来跟随我。
A beautiful story of the difference between Martha and Mary.
而也有一个美丽的故事是在玛利亚和马大之间发生的事。
Mary was worshiping at the feet of the Lord.
玛利亚站在主的脚边来敬拜他。
And Martha was worried about service.
而马大更想的更多的是事物。
She wanted to put food on the table for the Lord.
她要把食物放在桌上，让主能有食物。
But isn't it a beautiful picture that we see that the Lord, he no longer has hunger when we have the mind of Christ?
但是当我们有基督的心的时候，主不再饥渴。
Remember the woman at the well? The disciples weren't with Jesus because they were going to get him some food.
当记得那个井边的那个妇人，那些门徒是去给主找食物。
But when they came back, he was no longer hungry.
但是当他们回来的时候，主不再饥渴。
Because he was about his father's business.
因为他是以父的事为念。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
It is my prayer that this year we would all examine our personal life.
所以今年让我们每一个人都来省察我们自己。
Our corporate life.
我们教会。
Even our life of service.
我们的侍奉。
And ask the Lord, do I have your mind on this?
来问我们的主，我们有你的心吗？
So in an encouraging way, there are three ways we can do this.
所以作为一点鼓励，我们有三个地方可以来这样做。
I believe in my heart of hearts, we must wake up every morning and have a personal quiet time with the Lord.
每天早晨必须早晨起来，在主面前有一个安静的时间。
And I even want to emphasize the word quiet.
我要强调一下安静。
Much of our quiet time is a time in which we tell the Lord what's on our mind.
安静的时间是我们来告诉我们的主我们的心里面所想的。
Why not ask and wait to hear what's on the Lord's mind?
而我们应该倒过来来问主他的心里面想的是什么。
If you are truly humbly and quiet before the Lord this year, you will find the mind of Christ even when you get to the book of Leviticus.
所以当我们心里面真正谦卑的时候，我们就会有基督的心，就像利未记里面的。
The Lord does want to speak to us.
主愿意向我们说话。
But it's too noisy, it's too loud.
但是我们里面有太多的杂音。
Before we turn on our computer, before we look at our iPhone, before we do anything else, Lord, here I am.
当我在我们打开我们的计算机、我们的电话之前，让我们来求我们的主，主，我在你的面前。
Second thing we can do to have this mind of Christ so that our life can be profitable to the Lord is to be faithful throughout the day.
第二件事我们可以所做的, 就是说在一天当中都和主有一个信实的交通。
I'll give you an example. What if I woke up in the morning and I told my wife I love you, and then I came home at the end of the day and I said to my wife, I still love you?
如果我们早晨离开家的时候, 我可以对我的妻子说我爱你, 但我回到家的时候, 我也可以同样这样说。
But between those two times, I had several affairs.
但是在说这两句话之前, 我有一些不正当的关系。
That's horrible.
这很可怕。
But brothers and sisters, if we go to that first class this first semester, if we go to work and we are going to figure this thing out at work and we're going to make an A on this test and we're going to do what we need to do in the world, then we are having an affair with the world.
但是弟兄姊妹,当我们回到这个学期的第一个课,当我们回到我们工作的时候,当我们靠着我们自己的时候,我们和这个世界就有一个主所不喜欢的关系。
Lord, I need to advise my boss this morning. How would you have me advise?
主,我今天早晨向我老板说话之后,愿意将你合适的话语赐给我。Lord,
I really don't want to take organic chemistry, but what is your mind on this?
主,我真的是不想学有机化学,但是你怎么想?
Oh, how he loves that.
那我们的主就会很喜悦。He
wants to speak to us in organic chemistry just as he speaks to us through the book of Revelation.
他会借着有机化学向我们说话,就像借着启示录向我们说话一样。
And then we have no affairs of the heart. It's only for the Lord Jesus.
所以我们的心是完全向着我们的主耶稣的。
And then lastly, it doesn't hurt to ask the Lord to hold us accountable.
最后就是说让我们认识到我们向着主是有责任的。
You know, in Daniel, we have the story of Belshazzar where the writing on the wall and it says, you have been found wanting.
在但以理书里面, 我们看到那个墙上的字, 就是神数算我们的年日。
Lord, weigh me spiritually.
主,求你在灵里面把我们放在天平里面。
And if I am found wanting, I repent.
如果我们有亏欠的话, 我愿意悔改。
Forgive me, Lord.
主,求你宽恕我。
And then go forward.
然后再次向前。
Don't get stuck in repentance.
不要只是停留在悔改的地步。
Sometimes we don't want to talk to the Lord because we can't forgive ourselves.
很多的时候我们不愿意向神说话, 因为我们不能原谅我们自己。
If we find out Monday morning or even Sunday this afternoon, wow, what a great worship time I had, what a great Sunday school lesson was given, and then all of a sudden my heart has strayed. Come back.
如果今天晚上或者明天早晨我们想我们有很好的敬拜,有很好的主日学,但是我们的心思突然就移转,那我们还是要回到我们的主的面前。
Some of the best times I've ever had with the Lord
很多我在主里面最好的时光
have followed one of the worst mistakes of my life.
是在我犯了生命当中最大的错误以后。
But it gave me an opportunity to say, not my mind, not my will, not by my strength, 但是, but by yours, Lord.
但是给我一个机会说, 主,不是我的心, 不是我的意愿, 而是按照你的心, 你的意愿。
Oh, he loves that.
我们的主喜爱这样。
He loves to hear from us.
他愿意听我们说话。
So whether it's a morning time or midday or in the evening,
所以不管是早晨, 中午还是晚上,
we can very simply say, Lord, I want your mind.
我们可以简单地向主说, 主,我要你的心。
I dare not take a step.
我不管自己偏行几路。
Unless you go before me.
除非你在我的前面。
I'll turn the time over to our brothers.
我把下面把时间交给弟兄。
弟兄姊妹,朋友们平安。Brothers and sisters and friends, peace.
我们继续来交通道,腓立比书第二章五节,你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。Again,
this verse in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, having this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
交通的内容是有关 主基督耶稣他的顺服。
I want to share with you the obedience of Christ Jesus.
我们一起先有点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
父神，我们再来到你的宝座前。
Father, again, we're presenting ourselves before your throne.
给我们有一个谦卑顺服的心。
May you give us a humble and obedient heart.
在你话语的光面前，我们能够像主基督耶稣一样的顺服。
In the light of your words, we can be obedient just as our Christ.
人所能够传达的有限，我们能够接受的有限，你圣灵自己来做没有限量的工作。
Lord, we know you know our words are limited, our understanding is limited, but may your Holy Spirit do the limitless work in our lives.
愿你自己来成就你的工作。
May you yourself accomplish your works.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们读两处经节。
We'll read two scriptures.
第一个经节在腓立比书二章第八节。
First in the same chapter, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8.
这里说到既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
按照腓立比书，是保罗从罗马书到腓立门书十三封书信里头讲到基督徒最深属灵的经历。
We know among all the epistles of Paul, from Romans to Philemon, the book of Philippians talks about the experience of Christian life.
当保罗在讲到以基督耶稣的心为心的时候，他特别提到主耶稣他的顺服。
When Paul mentions having this attitude that is in Christ Jesus, he especially mentioned the obedience of Christ.
十字架是神他的心意。
The cross is the will of God.
克西玛尼亚园的祷告是主耶稣顺服最高的表现。
And the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane is a full manifestation of Christ's obedience.
当主耶稣他最后祷告，他说：“父啊，愿你的旨意成就。”
Well, at the end, the Lord Jesus says, "May your will be done."
主耶稣的顺服成就了神的工作。
And it is the obedience of Christ that accomplished the work of God.
愿我们在2014年主来带领我们。
May the Lord lead us in this new year, 2014.
愿我们的顺服能够带进我们个人的改变。
So that our obedience can bring in our personal changes.
愿教会的顺服能带进神他自己的工作。
And may the obedience of the corporate body bring in the full manifestation of God's work.
我们读第二个经节，在希伯来书五章八节和九节。
Second scripture found in Hebrews chapter 5.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Hebrews 5 verse 8 Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
这地方在讲到基督耶稣在苦难里的时候达到那完全的顺服。
Here it talks about Jesus learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
底下接着讲到他得以完全。
And later on it says being made perfect.
我们如果愿意在主里头我们成为一个完全的人，
If we want to be a perfect man in the Lord,
顺服是唯一条路，
then this obedience is our only way.
所以这个地方在讲到他如此顺从完全的时候，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Here it says Christ, because he learned obedience from the things he suffered, now he became the source of eternal salvation to all those who obey him.
我们今天来谈到顺服的时候，我们必须谈到神两类最重要的受造物。
Today, if we want to talk about obedience, we have to talk about the two most important creations of the Lord.
神最重要两类受造，一个是人，一个是天使。
One is man, the other being angels.
人和天使都堕落在同样这个问题上面。
And men, both men and angel had fallen on the same point.
所以我们今天我们讲到我们来以基督耶稣的心为心的时候，最重要一件事情就是我们需要来学顺服的功课。
So the thing, as we talk about having the attitude of Christ Jesus, then the most important is to learn to obey as Christ.
撒旦所做一切的工作从不顺服开始。
All the works of Satan began from his disobedience.
人所有的问题从亚当夏娃不顺服开始。
And all of men's problem began with the disobedience of Adam and Eve.
同样的问题，同样的结果。
Same problem, same result.
也只有一个方法可以解决它。
And there is only one way to solve it.
所以就是这个地方我们所讲到的主耶稣他的顺服。
So here we see the obedience of Christ Jesus.
基本上讲起来，人的不顺服是从魔鬼撒旦来的。
Very basically, we can see that the man's disobedience come from Satan.
所以我们看到在宇宙间有两边的征战。
And we see there is a warfare in this universe.
从我们得救的那一天开始，就有两个征战。
From the day that we were saved, there's this warfare in our lives.
一个是撒旦他不顺服。那里面所带出来的结果。
On one hand is the result of the disobedience of Satan.
一个是神在他永远的心意里面，他要恢复这件事情。
On the other hand, in the eternal purpose of God, he is restoring this matter of obedience.
所以我们需要被神把我们的眼睛打开。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
圣经讲到我们有许多的眼睛，神把我们的眼睛打开。
In the Bible, the word mentioned that he will open our eyes.
我们常看到主耶稣十字架的工作完成了救赎。
Very often we see the full salvation of the Lord on his cross.
但是我们更需要被主把眼睛打开，看到除了救赎之外，十字架成就了更重要的一件工作。
But even more so, our eyes need to be open to see besides salvation, the cross has accomplished even greater work.
我们常说神这么伟大的神，他有没有需要？
And we often say,God being such a great, mighty God, does he have a need?
神有一个需要。
He does have a need.
神要恢复在仇敌魔鬼撒旦所败坏的世界中，恢复到本来人顺服的光景。
He wants to restore men among this crooked generation that was corrupted by Satan to the original obedience as he created men.
我们先打开马太福音第六章。
We can flip to Matthew chapter 6.
我们非常熟悉的经节。
And we know the scripture very well.
我们都会背。
And we even know how to memorize it.
但是有多少的时候，我们看见在主导文里面所讲一件事情，就是这两个征战。
But so often as we read the Lord's Prayer, we see this warfare.
就是这个神跟撒旦之间的征战。
It is a warfare between God and Satan.
主导文在马太福音第六章第一句话就讲到在天上的父。
And the first line, he says, Our Father who is in heaven.
所有一切的父。
It's the Father of all.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
这是一个顺服的问题。
And this is a matter of obedience.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
顺服的问题。
It's about obedience.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
Do not lead us into temptation and deliver us from evil.
顺服的问题。
It's about obedience.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
所以我们需要被神把我们的眼睛打开。
So our eyes need to be opened.
在这主导文里面，主耶稣讲到神，他最重要的一个需要。
In the Lord's Prayer, he talked about the need of the Lord, of the Father.
神要在地上成就他在天上的工作。
And he wants to accomplish his will on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们基本上讲起来，撒旦所代表的是一个不顺服。
So, very simply put, Satan symbolizes this disobedience.
主耶稣所代表的是一个顺服。
But our Christ is obedient.
主耶稣的顺服带进了神要复兴的工作。
And this obedience of Christ brought in the restoration work of the Lord.
所以我们这样看起来，十字架的事情，主耶稣他知道是父的旨意。
So from the cross, the Lord knows this is the will of the Father.
但是，当主耶稣来到这十字架的跟前
But when he came before the foot of the cross, and he became the best example for us, that he obeyed completely.
在克西马尼亚园的祷告完全地彰显了主耶稣他顺服的心。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, through his prayer, we saw the heart of obedience.
这是整个十字架征战里头最高峰的地方。
And this is the climax of this battle on the cross.
基本上讲起来，父神他是权柄。
And we can see our Father, he is the authority.
他是权柄的代表。
He is the manifestation of full authority.
主耶稣基督他做的是顺服。
But our Lord Jesus obeyed this authority.
他是顺服的代表。
And he became the manifestation of obedience.
所以今天我们读到罗马书五章第十九节。
Today when we read Romans chapter 5,
这里说到因一人的悖逆众人成了罪人。
Chapter 5, verse 19 says, For through one man's disobedience that many were made sinners.
照样因一人的顺从众人也成为义人。
Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
在这个地方主耶稣他的顺服成就了神他需要你最深的地方就是他要恢复这地。
And here, through his obedience, the Lord can restore all of our disobedience.
所以我们今天来到2014年，我们这年的开始， 求主给我们一个顺服的心。
So as we come before to the beginning of 2014, may the Lord give us a heart of obedience.
顺服是一个基本的原则。
And this is a very basic principle.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以谈我们怎么聚会。 我们怎么唱诗，我们怎么祷告。
We could talk about how we should gather, how we should sing, how we should worship, how we should pray.
但我们如果没有顺服的心, 这一切都是枉然。
But if we don't have a heart of obedience, then all of this is in vain.
就是刚刚弟兄所说的,
Just as brother shared earlier,
我们在主基督耶稣以外, 我们什么都不能做。
Outside of Christ Jesus, we can do nothing.
在主里面, 我什么都可以做。
But in the Lord, all things are possible.
这是顺服他的道理。
And this is the way of obedience.
顺服才能够带进神他自己的工作。
Only through obedience we can bring in the work of God himself.
那底下我们也从两个角度来看, 那我们该怎么做?
So then what should we do?
我们第一个先来看罗马书八章十三节。
First we can see it in Romans chapter 8, verse 13.
讲到我们个人。
And talking about ourselves,
等一下我们再谈到教会。
Later on, we'll talk about the corporate body.
罗马书八章十三节讲到，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵，致使身体的恶行，必要活着。Romans
8:13, If you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
罗马书五章、六章、七章、八章讲到新造。
Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8 talks about this new creation.
在新造里,顺服是我们生命的一部分。
And in this new creation, obedience is part of this new life that we have.
不顺服是我们的灵消沉。
And disobedience will destroy the spirit.
因为基督耶稣的生命在我们的里面成为我们的实际。
Because it is the life of Christ that has become a reality in us.
能够抵挡那邪恶的肉体。
And he will resist the flesh.
这是罗马书第七章所说的。
And that's what Romans chapter 7 mentioned.
到第八章讲到，我们顺服的时候，身体就要得赎。
But here in chapter 8, it says, when we obey, our body will be redeemed.
所以我们在讲到我们个人该怎么做的时候，求主来光照我们。
So as we think about what we should do individually, may the Lord shine light on us.
愿罗马书八章十三节成为我们的目标。
So this verse will be our goal.
还体贴圣灵,
that we will care for the Spirit.
顺服圣灵,
to obey the Spirit.
第二件事情我们要讲到教会该怎么做。
And secondly, what should us do as a corporate body?
我们看哥林多后书十章四到六节。
We'll see 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的, 乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒, 将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事，一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督，并且我已经预备好了。 对你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We're destroying speculations, and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete.
我们彼此劝勉，彼此鼓励。
So we need to encourage one another.
在教会里头，教会是神荣耀的彰显。
And the church is the glorious manifestation of God Himself.
教会若不能顺服，世人就没有办法顺服。
If the corporate church cannot obey, then men cannot obey.
教会不能顺服，世人不会因福音得救。
If the church there's no obedience in the church, then no one can be saved through the gospel.
基督必须在我们个人身上居首位。
Christ must be the first place in our individual lives.
在教会中居首位。
And be the first place. In our corporate body,
在万有中居首位。
And he will be the first in all creation.
当教会顺服的时候，
When church can obey,
人会得救。
Then man will be saved.
主他会得到荣耀。
And he will receive glory.
愿神祝福他的教会。
May the Lord bless his church.
Thessalonians chapter 5.
请大家打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
So my responsibility as we consider this mind of Christ is on prayer.
我今天想交通的是在祷告上面。
If we are going to be an abiding, faithful, obedient people, then we must be a people of prayer.
如果我们是住在主里面的顺服的人，我们必须不住的祷告。
So we want to continue the next few minutes in a spirit of prayer, considering this thought of prayer as a state of being, not just an activity.
所以我们下面有一个祷告的心来思想，这个祷告不仅仅只是一个行，不仅仅只是一个行为或者事物，而是我们一个状态。
We'll read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to read verses 17, 18, 23, and 24.
我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十七、十八、二十三、二十四节。
Well, these are very similar to verses in chapter 4 of Philippians after the theme verse, but we'll read them out of 1 Thessalonians.
也许和《腓立比书》第四章里面是相同的，但是我们先从这边开始。
Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主基督耶稣降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Faithful is he who calls you, he will also bring it to pass.
召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
And then as we share, just keep this other thought from Revelation 22:17a, the Spirit and the Bride say come.
启示录二十二章十七节，圣父和西灵都说来。
So if we are to understand the Lord's heart and his desire,
如果我们愿意来懂我们主的心意和他的心的话，
we must be about prayer.
那我们必须做一个祷告的人。
But I want to talk about prayer. I think often we let the world, we let the enemy, we even let ourselves limit this concept of prayer.
但是我们很多的时候给祷告有一定的限制。
So we want to talk today about not just a periodic action, but this whole aspect of being praying without ceasing.
我所以今天所说的祷告不只是一个周期性的行为，而是一个状态。
I think it's especially critical in these last days to have that constant communion with the Godhead, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个末世的时候，对我们是很重要，我们和父子圣灵有不停的交通。
This is God's will for us to put everything in our lives in the light of His desire His will, what He's created us to be.
这是主的心意，让我们每个人把我们生命当中的每一个部分都放在神的光下。
And to put it in the light of His desire for a glorious and a full return that He has planned.
是为着他的心意，也为着他的再来，为着他的荣耀。
So it's been said that actually prayer is like breathing.
我们说过，祷告就像我们的呼吸。
So sometimes there's a very urgent need, and our breathing's very heavy, our heart's panting very hard, like me having to speak before you guys today.
很多的时候，当我们有一个紧急的需要，就像我今天必须对大家说话的时候，那我们的心跳就会加速，呼吸也会加速。
Certainly drives us to prayer, but then some of you are sitting there in the nice soft seat, you're warm in your coat, and you're hardly conscious that you're breathing, right?
那也许有的弟兄姊妹坐在那边很舒服，那你也许都不会感觉到你在呼吸。
Your every breath is really just a natural response.
所以你的呼吸其实只是你一个自然的反应。
But every one of you is breathing if you are alive.
但是当你活着之后，每一时都是在呼吸。
And I believe when the Lord tells us to pray without ceasing, He wants us to be there spiritually responding and breathing, even if we're not even conscious of it.
所以当主告诉我们说要不住的祷告的时候，他是让我们的灵在这样一个状态，即使我们自己不意识到，我们的灵也和主有交通。
We look at our Lord when He walked on this earth, and He was breathing as He walked as a man on this earth.
所以当我们的主作为一个人在这个地上行走的时候，他也呼吸。
And we see Him in Luke in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, He's rising early in the morning to pray and to get in alignment with the Father, as we heard our brother talk about quiet.
就像路加福音一章，马克福音一章十五节里面所说的，耶稣起来到旷野地方，在那里祷告。
He's drawn to that secret place.
他到那个隐秘处去祷告。
In John 14, we see Him blessing the food and praying before He feeds 5,000.
所以在约翰福音十四章里面，他喂饱五千人之前，他也祷告。
Now, immediately after that event, He goes and goes to the mountain alone to pray to the Father.
之后他到山上向父神祷告。
Luke chapter 5, verse 16 actually states that the Lord would often slip away to pray.
很多的时候，就像路加福音五章里面所说的，主会退去祷告。
So we see this personal, individual prayer time of constantly being connected with the Father.
所以我们可以看到我们的主他是不住的祷告，和父神有交通。
But we also see Him walking about with the people, constantly healing, bringing in the Lord's will, like with the woman caught in adultery when He brought in the mind of Christ.
所以很多的时候，我们也看到主在地上医治，就像那个犯奸淫的妇人，主宽恕了他一样。
We see Him with when He came off the Mount of Transfiguration, immediately again a healing scene of removing a demon from a young boy.
所以我们也看到当他从变化山上下来的时候，他马上就从一个儿童的身上把鬼驱除。
He's constantly in this spirit of prayer, and then our brother read these verses that are where the disciples come and say, Lord, teach us to pray.
所以我们可以看到主是不住的祷告，这些门徒也问主来，说主你教我们怎么祷告。
And in the very heart of that set of verses where the Lord's teaching them to pray, He says,
在那些教导怎么祷告的经节里面，主说
：“May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven。”
愿你的愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He brings the whole focus into what is the Lord's desire。
他向我们显，让我们就说注意到主的旨意是什么。
If His will is to be done, we must understand what that will is.
让我们说，愿你的旨意行在地上的时候，我们要明白那个旨意是什么。
And if we are to understand that will, then we need to be in constant dialogue and communion with our Lord.
所以我们要明白那个旨意的时候，我们就必须与主有不停的交通。
If we are to spend time even in what we consider prayer times and be effective.
所以我很多的时候我们说我们要祷告的时间，但是为着那个祷告的时间是有效的话，
We must have already established an open, an intimate, and a constant dialogue with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须有一个开通的亲密的和主的一个交通。
And that comes from that abiding in in that constant spirit of prayer.
但是我们就是要有一个祷告的灵住在这个灵的里面。
So I'm just going to give you a few quick thoughts on prayer so we can open up maybe our thought process a little bit more to what is prayer.
我想和大家就着祷告有一些交通，所以我们大家可以有更多的思想。
So first it is worship and thanksgiving.
第一个是一个敬拜和感恩。
It is recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ has been established as Lord over all.
所以我们要认识到主耶稣基督已经成了万主之主。
And realizing our reconciliation through the cross.
因着他在十字架上所成就的，我们得与神和好。
As we come to that place, as we gaze upon the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, it should result in worship.
来到那个圣所。 当我们转眼仰望主耶稣的时候，我们应该意识到这一点。Secondly,
and probably the more common thought, prayer is supplication.
第二个，也许是更普通的想法，祷告是一个恳求。It
is making our requests known.
让神知道我们的要求。Now
we also do this though, recognizing He knows what we need even before we ask.
在我们必须认识到，在我们 甚至要求之前，主已经知道我们的需要。So
we say, why do we ask then?
那我们说，我们为什么需要求呢？
Well, it's a process the Lord has put in place, but one of the things I know that He does is He uses it as a sifting process to separate what we need versus what we want.
但是主又借着我们的祷告，成为一个筛选的过程，来筛出，来区分我们所需要的和我们所想要的。
This is true individually, this is true corporately, and as we pray, and as we pray very specific, the Lord will answer, and sometimes that answer is totally opposite of what we even expect.
所以这个其实不管是就我们个人来说，或者教会团体来说，这都是真实的，因为很多时候主对我们祷告的回应是完全出乎我们的意料的，是相反的。
But He's faithful, and as we pray, He brings us into alignment what His will for that situation is.
只要我们祷告，他就会让我们知道他的心意。So
third is that whole spirit of prayer and the thought of fellowship.
第三个，祷告是一种交通。We
want to be in a constant communion with the Lord that we have this, just like our breathing is a natural response of just living.
就像我们的祷告，就像我们的呼吸，是我们生命的一个自然的一个表现一样。祷告也是我们和神有不停的一个交通。We
want to have that spiritual intuition, that spiritual reflex.
我们愿意有一个属灵的直觉，属灵的一个反应。And
to be in that position, we have to be in a constant prayer or state of prayer with the Lord Jesus.
所以，当我们要有那样的光景，我们就必须不住的祷告，不住的交通。
And it is in that spirit of prayer that we fellowship with one another.
也是因着这样一个属灵的祷告，我们可以和弟兄姊妹之间相互有交通。
We want to constantly be in prayer that our times together are pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们也求我们的主，我们交通的时间是讨他喜悦的。
That we are functioning together as the body of Christ.
我们作为 基督的一个身体，我们一同做工。
And that abiding in Christ is what rightfully positions us in His body.
所以当我们住在主里面的时候，主就会把我们放在身体里面一个合适的一个位置。
And fourth, prayer is how we carry a burden that the Lord has given us.
最后一个祷告也是我们怎么样来一个负担。
As we seek Him and He shows Himself, we respond.
当我们来寻求他，他向我们显现，我们向他反应的时候。
And part of that burden is recognizing ourselves as a part of the bride of Christ.
当我们认识到我们是他心腹的一部分。
And to recognize the Lord's yearning, the Lord's call.
也来够认识到主的爱，主的恩召。
His desire to come quickly.
他愿意再来，他愿意快来。
And as He reveals that burden to us,
当他把他这样的一个负担向我们显明的时候,
that's when we together, with the bride or as the bride, respond, Yes, Lord, come quickly.
所以当我们一起来到这里作为他的心腹，我们对主说，是的，主，愿你再来，愿你快来。
So in summary, really in its simplest form, prayer is just talking to the Lord Jesus.
所以用最简单的话来说，祷告就是向神说话。
But there's nothing common about it.
但是这不是一个普通的事。
And it's a conversation and a dialogue in 2014 that we want to be about consciously and subconsciously.
所以这是我们在2014年我们想要有的一个交通，不管我们自己意识到还是没有意识到。
So may we be like Jacob when he was wrestling with the Lord and say, Lord, I will not let you go.
就像那雅各和神摔跤的时候，他说：“主，我不会让你走。”
And may we be those exercised in a spirit of prayer.
所以我们要在属灵的交通里面也有这样的一个练习。
Until his heart desire is fulfilled.
直到他的旨意成就。
And until his will is done on earth as it is in heaven.
直到他的旨意成就在这个地上，如同行在天上。
For us individually and corporately.
不管是在我们个人的身上，还是我们教会作为一个团体。
Lord, we do ask that you would teach us how to walk, how to talk, how to be in a spirit of prayer.
主，真的是让我们学习，我们怎么样说，我们要怎么样来行，让我们学习祷告。
Every breath being a breath.Of Christ.
我们每一个呼吸都是呼吸耶稣。
Lord, we do want to be those that are faithful and those that are responding.
让主，你是信实的，你会向我们有回应。
And we just commit ourselves into your faithful and loving hands.
我们把我们自己交在你信实慈爱的手里。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right, I'm going to hand it off to our brother Gang to bring us to the conclusion.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他把他的心意启示给我们。
He has revealed his heart to us.
他把基督耶稣的心来赐给我们。
Even this heart and attitude of Christ Jesus.
我们弟兄给我们交通了，如果我们没有基督耶稣的心为心，我们就什么也不能做。
Our brother shared with us in the beginning, if we do not have this heart and attitude of Christ Jesus, then we can do nothing.
我们如果要以耶稣基督的心为心，我们必须有一个顺服的心。
And if we want to have this heart of Christ, then this is a heart of obedience.
我们要有一个以祷告作为我们生命的呼吸。
And prayer is the breath of our life.
我们主耶稣基督的心是完全顺服神旨意的心。
And the heart and the attitude of Christ Jesus is one that's fully obedient to the will of the Father.
当我在思想以基督耶稣的心为心的时候
，As I was meditating upon this matter of the attitude of Christ Jesus,
有一个负担是。主耶稣基督的心是为神的殿心里焦急如同火烧的心。
A burden I received is that the heart of Jesus is one that's zealous for the house of God, and the zeal for the house of God consumes him.
主道成肉身来到地上正是为了成就神的旨意。
The word has become flesh and came to this earth for the purpose of accomplishing the will of the Father.
刚才我们的弟兄跟我们交通到，如果我们早晨如果安静等候在神面前的时候，神会向我们说话，就像他在利未记里来说话一样。
And our brother shared with us earlier, if we are willing to come before the Lord, spending some quiet time to wait for Him to speak to us, then even if we come to the book of Leviticus, He will still speak to us.
我们看在利未记二十六章第十一到十二节。
So let us read from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 11 to 12.
神的话说：“我要在你们中间立我的帐幕，我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。”
And he says, "I will set my tabernacle among you, and I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people."
直到新约启示录的末了
and all the way till the end of the New Testament Revelation
当神将将来必成的事启示给使徒约翰的时候
When the Lord revealed what is to come to Apostle John
神把那从天而降的新耶路撒冷启示给我们
He revealed this new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven
有大声音从宝座出来说看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间他要与人同住他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神
A loud voice from the throne saying Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men and he will dwell among them and they shall be his people and God himself will be among them
神要在地上在人的中间建立他的会幕
The Lord desires to establish his tabernacle among men on the earth
就是神的殿神的家神的居所
And this is the temple of the Lord, the house of God, the dwelling place of God.
这也是神创造、拣选、拯救人的目的。
And this is also the purpose why God created man, chose man, and saved man.
正是为着神的这个旨意的成就，主耶稣心里焦急，如同火烧。
And it is for accomplishing this purpose of the Father, our Lord Jesus.His heart was burning and consumed because of this zeal.
在约翰福音第二章第十七到二十一节
In John chapter 2, verse 17 to 21,
主耶稣指着圣殿对犹太人说
The Lord Jesus came to the temple and told the Jews,
你们拆毁这殿,我三日内要再建立起来。耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
He says, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up.And he was speaking to the temple of his body.
我们知道，神的殿是以他是主耶稣基督的身体。
And we know the body of the Lord Jesus is the temple of God.
这是以弗所书所告诉我们。
And this is what book of Ephesians told us.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
That Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
教会。是他的身体。
And he says this church, which is his body.
为着神的殿的建立，为着基督的身体，也就是教会，耶稣舍了他自己。
For to establish the temple of God for this body, which is for the house of God, which is his body, he gave himself up.
这不论是从团体而言，还是从个人而言。
Either from a corporate standpoint or for an individual standpoint.
在以弗所书二章第二十节到二十二节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 and 22
基督耶稣自己为房角石各房靠他联络的合适渐渐成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone in whom the whole building being fitted togetheris growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into the dwelling of God in the Spirit.
主的话清楚地告诉我们
The word of the Lord tells us very clearly,
当主耶稣被钉十字架第三日复活的时候
when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross and on the third day he was raised up,
他是用他复活的生命来建造神的殿
It is on top of this resurrected life that he has gained. He's building this temple.
自那个时候开始神所拣选所宝贵的房角石已经安放在西安
From that time on the cornerstone that God has chosen has been established in Zion
主用舍己的爱所爱的教会正是神的圣殿神的居所
And this church that's loved by a sacrificial love of the Lord is the temple and the dwelling of God himself
我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女正是被用来建造神灵宫的活石。
And every redeemed child of God is the spiritual stone that the Lord is using to build up this spiritual house.
从大约主前1450年，神向摩西启示他的会幕开始。
From the time of 1450 before the Lord B.C., as the Lord revealed the tabernacle to Moses.
到主前1000年那预表基督的大卫的诗篇里面
to the time of a thousand years before Christ, when David sang in his Psalms.
他说, 我为你的殿, 心里焦急, 如同火烧。
He said, my heart, the zeal for your house consumes my heart.
到使徒约翰, 在主后90年的启示录里面,
to 90 years after Christ, when Apostle John saw in Revelation,
启示那从天而降的新耶路撒冷的时候,
when the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven is revealed to Apostle John,
再到今天, 2014年,
even till today in the year 2014,
大约3400多年过去了,
about 3,400 years has passed.
我们的主, 我们的神, 一直在继续这神的殿的建造的工作。
Our Lord, our God, is continuing building this house.
我们的主也等候所有蒙恩得救的儿女能够被建造靠着基督借着十字架能够被制作成为那有
Our Lord is also working in us and waiting for His life to be accomplished so that by the Spirit we can be made into a spiritual stone as a building block for the temple of God. We know God will not dwell in the house built by man's hand.
而新耶路撒冷是神所经营所建造造的是从天而降。
And this new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven is built by God's own hand.
不是我们能够为神做什么，不是我们能够为神来建殿。
It's not that we can do anything for the Lord. It's not that we can build anything for the Lord.
而是神为着他的儿子将这不是人所能造的殿
But it was God Himself who prepared this temple that's not built by man's own hand. He prepared it for His own Son. It is the Lord Jesus who is building His church on this rock. We need to thank and praise our Lord because we can take part and have portion in this glorious will of God.
刚才几位弟兄在不同的角度交通了我们如何当以基督耶稣的心为心。Our
brothers have shared from different aspects of how we can have the heart and mind of Christ.
我们真是常常经历，我们真是愿意、渴慕得着这样的心。Truly,
we desire to have such an attitude.
但是我们常常被己、被肉体所捆绑。
So often we're under the bondage of self, of our flesh. Then how can we have and gain this attitude of Christ Jesus? As the day of the Lord is drawing near,
let us
read Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章一到二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的, 不要效法这个世界, 只要心意更新而变化, 叫你们查验, 何为神, 神的善良, 纯全, 可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect.
如果我们在这新的一年开始的时候，我们真是愿意，我们更新我们对神的奉献。
If at the beginning of this year, if we desire to renew our consecration to the Lord,
我们甘心乐意把自己当作活祭来献给神,
willingly and joyfully may we present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him.
我们每天活着不再为自己的喜悦享受和满足,
daily we no longer live for our own pleasure, our own desire.
我们是为着 主的喜悦和满足的时候。
But that we can live for God's pleasure and His will.
我们知道神应许我们圣灵就要更新我们的心思意念。
We know this is the promise of God that the Holy Spirit will come and transform our mind and renew our mind.
让我们能够以基督耶稣的心为心。
So that we can have this attitude and heart of Christ.
主也就能够把他自己的生命和性情来制作在我们里面。
And that the Lord will be able to accomplish His will and His life, His character in us.
所以我们自己奉献给神，这是第一点。
So this is the first we need to do to present ourselves as a sacrifice to God.
第二点也正像刚才弟兄交通的。
Secondly, just as our brother has shared earlier,
我们可以同心合意的向着主来祷告。
That with one heart and mind, we can pray to the Lord.
我们为着神的家同心合意的向神来呼求。
For the sake of His house, we can pray and cry out to Him.
我们可以与主表同心。
And we can align our heart with the Lord's heart.
我们愿意用祷告来与主同工，让神加快他手中的工作，建造他的教会。
In prayers, may we be co-workers of the Lord, that He will speed up His building work.
因为在启示录里，我们知道，啊。我们主的话说是了我必快来
because in Revelation we hear the word of the Lord saying I am coming quickly
因着我们能够以基督耶稣的心为心我们也可以同心合意的向主来回应说
having this attitude of Christ Jesus in your heart we can also respond to him
阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来
saying Amen come Lord JesusLet us pray. Lord, how we thank you and praise you.
主，你不仅拯救了我们。
Not only you have saved us.
你还要真是让我们能够在神的永远的旨意里有份。
But that you desire for us to have a portion in the eternal purpose of God.
我们感谢你，你不仅赐给我们那恩典的福音，你更赐给我们那国度的福音。
Not only you have given us the gospel of grace, but also the gospel of your kingdom.
因为你是那国度的君王，我们就愿意顺服在君王的权柄的下面。
Because you are the king of your kingdom, and we willingly obey under the authority of this king.
您赐下圣灵。让我们借着祷告能够进入与我们主的交通的里面。
You have given us the Holy Spirit, so through prayers we can enter into the fellowship with our Lord.
主啊，再以你的爱来激励我们。
Lord, again, constrain us with your love.
让我们愿意把自己当作活祭来献给主。
That we will be willing to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord.
让您自由的在神的每一个儿女在神的教会当中来做您心意中所成就的工作。
That you can have the complete freedom to do the work that you desire in our individual lives and in our corporate lives.
愿主您自己的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
愿主的国度降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿一切的荣耀赞美都归给我们的主我们的神。
All glory and power and honor be unto the Lord our God.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.